JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, GatFest Film Fest 2017 scheduled for June, and later a Child Month tip. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Mommy, I can go to Ananda Alert National Missing Children's Forum on May 25th. That day is International Missing Children's Day.
What's that about, Johnny? Me not have no holy pa money, you know.
Mommy, it's free. The top 5 schools in the Ananda Alert School Competition will be presenting. Plus, they're going to have local and foreign speakers.
That sounds really good. Who do I call to register you?
Call the OCR at 908-1690 or email them, mommy, at anandaalert@ocr.gov.jm.
The recently rebranded Greater Augustown Film Festival, now called GatFest, had its humble beginnings at the University of the West Indies, Mona, in 2013. Now in its 5th year, the event will screen films from up to 28 countries from a variety of genres including drama, comedy, romance, animation, documentary, musical, science fiction, and horror. The event is being organized by the UWI Center for Tourism and Policy Research and will be held from June 15 to 24 under the theme From the Streets to the Screen. Several workshops will be staged in addition to the film screenings. GatFest Chairman and Social Sciences Faculty Dean Professor Ian Boxhill says this year there was a deluge in submissions flowing in during the first month, with the second month seeing up to 1,400 entries being submitted. The deadline had to be brought forward.
This year we have in excess of 1,500 films. 1,600, and these are persons who entered internationally. We've divided the world into three parts. We say Jamaica, the Caribbean, and in the rest of the world. So if we take out the Jamaican and the Caribbean films, we would have had an additional 1,600 films entered from around the world. And in fact, we were so overwhelmed by these entries that we agreed that we would close off entries. We were supposed to close entries on the 15th of March. We closed entries around the mid-February.
Professor Boxhill said the flood of entries was a clear sign that Jamaica was getting ready for what he called film-induced tourism, marketing Jamaica as a land of film. Participants will compete for awards in about 14 categories, including Best Directing, Best Cinematography, Best Local Film, Best International Film, Best Animated Film, Best Young Filmmaker, and Viewer's Choice. Visit GatFest.com. That's GatFest.com for scheduled screenings and additional information. The government has been working to reduce the monetary cost of natural disasters by improving reaction time and deploying resources as a means of mitigation. It's part of Goal 4, Outcome 14 of Vision 2030. Visit vision2030.gov.jm or call the PIOJ at 960-9339 to learn more.
My dream. Jamaica, let's show full support for Labor Day 2017, Tuesday, May 23. Register your Labor Day projects with the National Secretariat. Email labourday@mcges.gov.jm or call 978-7654. Labor Day 2017, let's restore, preserve, and beautify Jamaica.
Time now for a child protection tip. Take some time to initiate conversation with your children about what it takes to be safe and how to be cautious at home and on the road. Teach them not to talk to strangers without an adult present. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. On our community notice board, Greater Portmore Seventh-day Adventist Church will host a fun day and benefit concert at Portmore Heart Academy on May 21 in aid of its back-to-school and scholarship fund. The family fun day begins at 10 a.m. and the gospel concert starts at 7 p.m. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for tuning in. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.